updates a little bit.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
How we grew up.
Okay.
Why we were like
this. Test, test, test.
Okay. Don't forget it. Don't you want to write it down?
Huh?
Don't forget it.
Okay. Don't have a senior moment. Okay. So could you describe what you wore in the pineapple
picking,
field?
Picking
okay.
pineapple.
Okay.
Picking pineapple, we wear those Lauhala hats. Only the face, the eyes can see. We cover our face because the pineapple is tall, the plants. We get all poked. So we wear long sleeve shirts. My mother used to make all the shirts. Long sleeve shirts, even the pants, and tabi. What you call it? Tabi, yeah?
What's that?
Shoes.
Japanese
shoes. Not like nowadays you have nice kind of shoes, no. Long sleeve shirt, and we used to put another sleeve over because the pineapple is so pokey, it hurts. And we didn't have goggles those days. Now you have to wear goggles. So of course the face all get poked from the plant, you know, it hurts. Yeah, but that's how we grew up, you know.
What? How long is the pineapple season and how many hours did you work?
Pineapple takes about 2 years, yeah, before they harvest it. From the time you plant and from till the plant you can harvest, you know, the fruit before you harvest, yeah.
And how long a days did you work?
Oh, well, we had contracts, so it's up to us how many hours you want to work, you know. But after that, no contracts, so I used to work in the pineapple field when I was 12 years old, pick pine for 8 hours, and then later on I started to work in the cannery, you know, yeah.
It's hard to be a kid and work that hard, isn't it?
But we have to, yeah.
Yeah. Did the other kids work too?
Oh, yeah, those days, everybody have to work. Mm-hmm.
So you work 8 hours?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
All your friends?
Oh, yeah, all the people who used to go work, 8 hours work, you know. Go home and do work in the yard or in the garden, you know, raise vegetables. Yeah.
So how much did you make?
Wow, gee, I really don't know how much I made, but my husband said he was paid 25 cents a day. Those days, yeah? 25 cents a day.
Everything was cheap, huh?
Everything was cheap, so 25 cents is big money.
How much can 25 cents, or did 25 cents buy?
A lot of things, I guess, you know. Even like rice, one bag rice is how much today? Those days was maybe $1-$2, yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Still sounds like really hard work.
Oh, yeah.
How long did you work in the fields?
Until I got married.
How long is that?
About 58 years ago. No. Actually, I worked in the cannery when I got married. Before they closed, it's cannery mall now, you know.
So from age 12 to how old?
Till about, I got married, so about 20 years old, yeah.
Mm-hmm. For 8 years? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You worked in the fields?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah. Wow.
That's long. Work hard too.
Did you ever have any problems from working that kind of labor, like physical problems?
Those days we don't go doctors, so I don't know. No doctors, I guess, you know. Muscles strong.
Yeah. I would think your back, you know, you might have back problems from that kind of labor, but no?
No, I don't think so. I was strong.
Very strong. You had to be, huh? What was your house like when you were growing up?
We had a 3-bedroom house with the toilet outside. We have to go out to use the toilet. And nighttime, it's so dark, we used to be afraid to go. Yeah, it's not like now, right in the house, huh? And the floor was dirt, and we used to cook our rice outside stove with the woods, but it tasted good. Yeah, and we had regular 3-bedroom house. We had 5 in the family. My brothers left the house early after they graduated Lahaina Luna. And I graduated and went to sewing school because we didn't have enough money to go to college, you know. After that, I got married, so.
And what was your parents, you know, when they were, did they ever talk about when they were growing up, what kind?
No, I don't know. They came from Japan, from Kumamoto. So actually, I don't know what kind of life they had. You know.
Were they connected to Japan? I mean, did they still, like, send money home or do anything? I mean,
I don't think they send money because we didn't have enough money, too, yeah? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You have a question? Okay. Well, I was just wondering about just the camp itself, what it looked like when you were growing up.
Oh, yeah. I was brought up at Honolulu camp. It's Kapalua now. And the teenagers always get together, and we used to have, those days, war days, we used to entertain the service people.
You know?
Oh, we used to have dancing, and we used to make food, lunch for the service people. They used to stay someplace up country. Where was that camp? Haiku?
Haiku.
Yeah. So we used to invite them every weekend and have dancing, feed them lunch, and they go back to the camp. And we the Girl Scouts, you know.
The Girl Scouts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was just wondering, the boys had sports for activities. What did the girls do?
We played volleyball like that, too. Mm-hmm. I'm short, so I used to get sprained all the time. The ball hit here, you know? Yeah.
I did.
What else did girls do?
Oh, we used to hike all the time, go up the mountain, pack some lunch and go hiking. No cars those days, you know. Now you cannot do that. You're trespassing. But it was fun, go hiking, entertain the service people. Yeah.
What about, did you guys have irrigation ditches here too?
The big irrigation ditches?
Yeah, Pineapple had. Mm-hmm.
And did kids play in that?
We used to go hiking and play in the water, and that's the water we used to drink. No, you can't do that.
Anybody ever get sick or anything?
No.
Nobody drowned or anything?
No.
Okay.
But we used to see rat or mongoose crawling. Yeah.
That's why it tastes good.
Yeah. That's why it tastes good?
Maybe we ask you some questions. What was it like when you were growing up, your house and, you know?
We used to help my mother wash, you know, clothes. And then we used to saw the wood because Pioneer Mill used to supply the wood. So we have to saw and somebody, you know, cut up the wood to use it for, you know, heating up the bathtub. And while we were doing laundry, you know, after hanging up, and my mother said, oh, you know, after you do all that, a Chinese man will be coming with peanuts, and, you know, so we look forward to, you know, see the man because we can have something to eat.
What was your house like?
My house was, we had a 3-bedroom house, and we had 4 girls and 1 brother. And then, you know, you can keep the door unlocked and, you know, neighbors come over and put some food on the kitchen table.
Oh, can I take your Kleenex or hide your Kleenex? It sounds like everybody had 3-bedroom houses.
Mm-hmm.
Is that normal?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't have a room to yourself ever.
No, we had to sleep together or, you know, some had to sleep in the living room because if they want to be alone.
And did you have a toilet outside too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had toilet outside, and at night I said, oh, somebody should come with me because I'm afraid to go out in the dark.
What would be out there?
I don't know. Just, it was dark, so we were afraid.
But, I mean, are there, like, mongoose or, I don't know, lions, tigers, and bears?
No, we don't have any lions or tigers. Maybe
2-legged people.
Yeah, 2-legged, you know. Somebody might be hiding there, and, you know, as soon as you go to the bathroom, and they're hiding, and we don't even know. So we wanted somebody to come and watch, you know, after we use the bathroom, they can take us back.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I would be scared, just, yeah.
You know, do you remember there was a Filipino strike on Maui, I think, like, in 37? Do you remember that?
Well,
and
were
Japanese, and did they know about
that
at all?
Strike. I never heard of that.
No.
We were too young.
Do you know the Filipino strike? I don't know.
Do you know the Filipino strike?
We're too young.
You're too young?
Okay. All right.
I didn't mean to.
No, that's okay.
Came in 46, huh? The big one. You remember?
Yeah, but before that, they had strikes.
Yeah, there were a lot of other strikes, yeah.
Those days, they had different group strike. Japanese,
no more union, that's
right. The Filipino, and they never could win the battle because one group was working and the others on strike until Jack Hall came to Hawaii and organized all the workers into one union. That's when they had a big strike of 1946, and we won that. I didn't work at the time, but the union won, and they made a lot of good for the workers. They had more money, although they had to pay for the house, they had to pay for the medical, and no firewood and kerosene then. But I think they were far better off because the company was paying them so little. And after that, you could see the people going to school, you could see they get cars, and some of them start to buy a house. Because of the union, it became what it is today.
Why was it so hard for people to organize before then?
The company controlled everything. If you were to go and organize, they know, they fire you out. So how can you organize? You have to hide and do that.
Did people actually get fired?
That I don't know, but I know people that organized, they told me they had to hide, you know, house to house to talk about how they're going to organize.
I also understand that the police were kind of tied in with the plantation.
Oh, yeah.
Can you describe that situation?
Well, the plantation control everybody, even the police. After the unions came in the picture, you can see the changes. They turn around for the working people, not until then.
Do you, I mean, how did they work together, the police and the plantation?
Well, the plantation is the boss to the police. He tells you what to do. So they have to do what the big people, that's the big five.
When did that change?
After the strike. Slowly it changes.
So the police were really hired by the plantation owners till 46?
No, this county workers, but who runs the county? The big five. The plantation.
Can you, you were talking about the war, and my understanding was that during the war, military folks came in. So did that change things here in the plantation, or did it bring a new kind of awareness to have new folks coming to Hawaii?
I don't know much about that.
During the war, did things change?
Oh, I don't think so.
The only thing I can tell you, during the war, a lot of people, Lahaina town came like a ghost town. All the merchants moved to Oahu, where all the business was. So Lahaina town was like a ghost town. A lot of people moved out.
Was that when all the Chinese left?
No, the Chinese left long before that, because they are smart people, business people.
Did you have a question? Okay.
Politics.
Yeah, you were saying something about politics.
Politics. Oh, yeah, because like he was saying, what he was saying, I was just going to say what he was saying. I don't want to repeat again, but when election time comes, when I make 21 years, I can get, you know, go and vote. So that my boss would tell me, you can vote, yeah? I say, yeah, I go afternoon, I go, and he says, after lunch, we're going to take you to vote. So, you know, we have no choice because, you know, you cannot go against the company, because if you go against the company, your dad loses his job. What we're going to, there's no place for him to work, either that or Ballin Packers. So, you know, you have to be very careful, like Nagamine said, you know, the big five control the island, this whole island. And so when I go to vote, the boss will take you. And before we go down by Malawa, there's a building where you vote, and he can look inside what you are doing. So he think, you know, oh, you're so afraid, he tell you, you vote for this man, and this man is Republican, because you know, Republican control Hawaii before, you know. So you go in there, you gotta vote for that man, you know, because you're afraid if he catch you, your family, what gonna do? No more job, yeah? So that's kind of life we went through, and when the big strike came to us talking about it, before that, you don't see intermarriage. You know, until a big strike came, because we got together, all different nationalities got together, we won the strike, as you say, and then we start to see intermarriage. The people, I think they understand each other more than before, because the company keep us separated, all, you know, like different camps, they put us in different camps to keep us away from different, we don't be one. Like that's why when the first strike, the big strike came, we came one, that's why we won the strike, and that has made a lot of improvement for the community. And
so people did not intermarry before the strike? I mean, would you have considered marrying somebody outside of your nationality or ethnicity?
You mean like my dad tell me, I taking you to Japan, you're gonna marry a girl from Japan. I said, no, I live here, I'm gonna marry a local girl here, so, you know, and you gotta marry your own kind before this, you know. They come from Japan too, they're stressed on that. You guys do it, you all gonna marry your own kind.
Parents were strict on that, marry your own race, yeah.
But the later years, everything changed. They go to school, they grow up, they get married, even the parents don't want. Not all of them, but, you know, some of the parents don't want, but they still get married.
But in the early years, like when the Chinese came and some of the Japanese before there were picture brides, they married Hawaiians, right? I mean, that was okay.
I wish my son-in-law was here. He can tell you plenty.
Yeah, he could tell me. He told me a lot yesterday, so I wish he was here.
And, you know, he told me, election time, when you go in and vote, they know how you're voting.
Who knows? Who?
The plantation, the supervisor, whoever, watching.
How?
Well, he can explain. He said, the way that thing is set up, he know which way you're voting. He can explain to you better, not me.
Okay.
Yeah, there. And talking about the organizing the union, I went to a couple of meetings with my friend and I, and I hear this guy, Louis Goldblack, and Jack Hall, went to a meeting. We got to hire them and have a meeting. They're so intelligent, this man. That object can be black. When they finish talking, you see them, it's white. That's how smart they are. That's why they were brand for being communist. Yeah, you remember? Mm-hmm. All the union, ILW union top officers, it's all brand as communist, you know. So I really glad that they came, because I used to make 11 cents an hour, and you know, 88 cents a day, and I was paying a mortgage about $125 a month, and I make only about $17-$18 a month. Good thing my wife, you know, she was a nurse, so you know, we had a thing. So the company kept us so broke, yeah, you know, so we cannot get away from here. They keep us broke, so we pay the bills, and that's it. You gotta stay here, no place to go, no more money, extra money to go. But as the union came in, you know, we got more increasing wages and stuff, so the children start to go to college, like you said, you know. So, and that's the reason why I sold my two units, as I said, to educate my grandchildren, because I want them to be better than me, you know. So I have 8 grandchildren, 1 great, and, you know, good thing that May understands that, and now she got a problem too. That her grandson going to college too, so she know how hard it is, you know, expensive today going. I have 3 going to college, and my son has 5 children. He make two in one girl, one boy, the same year, 10 months apart, you know. I never taught him that. I was so upset. I look at the wife, oh boy, she's pregnant again, you know. I told my son, your wife pregnant again? He said, yeah, we're going to have another one. She 10 months apart, so, you know, now they suffer, you know. They're going to college, and, you know, it's that's the reason I saw my unit and helping my grandchildren, too, you know, so they can do better than me in their life, you know.
You were talking about the strike. Do you remember how it was organized? I mean, he spoke earlier about having the fishing committee and the soup kitchen committee. Do you remember more about how the strike happened? And
are you guys leaving?
He's going out.
You come back, okay.
The strike.
Yeah, how was it organized? Do you remember the different committees? And what did you do during the strike?
During the strike, I was a fisherman because I was a diver fishing. So all the people that fish, they go fishing, and all the people make garden, they go cooler, help the vegetable up them, bring home vegetable, and we catch the fish. And you know, that year that we had a strike, it's amazing what happened. There were tons and tons of awio, the redfish. Never happened before, in the history of Hawaii. Nothing happened. Because we strike, somebody must have looked after us poor people. We caught tons and tons. We live on the fish, yeah?
And the veke.
Yeah.
And the what?
Veke.
What's that?
Veke ula. People in Oahu call them veke ula.
Yeah. And the veke, the one with the stripe, you dream. You get bad dreams. You never know that you watch out with it. But you know, it's funny, you know. My tenants from the mainland, the guests come over. And I go and moi net, lay net at night, and I catch veke with a stripe, the akua veke they call. You eat that, you get bad dreams. And I eat that fish, I cannot sleep all night. And somebody choke my neck how many times, you know. You can't get up, you know, because you eat that fish. The fish is kind of poison. Yeah, it's true, you know. My friend from the mainland eat that. They're all big, so eat them. Oh, I want that, George. But I didn't say anything. So they ate. I said, how was it? Next day, oh, very good, George. Get some more, you know. They never get the kind of dream I get. I don't know why, yeah? Never hit them, you know. Those mainland people hit me. What?
Hallucination.
Really?
Yeah. Because, you know, after they eat the fish, you know, they used to come to the, you know, emergency room, and they said they ate the fish. And they hallucinate.
Well, we got to make sure we don't eat that.
A lot of Filipinos had mysterious death too at the time.
What's the name of it again?
Mysterious death.
No, the fish.
Veke, akua veke we call them.
Akua
means, you know, just ghost.
So what else did people do during the day, during the strikes?
Huh?
What else did people do during the day when the strike was on?
They make garden, you know, at home. They make garden at home and bring the vegetables down.
What did the women do? Did women do
kitchen?
Women.
Yeah, they had a soup kitchen.
Soup kitchen?
Yeah.
Well, they have different committee. Soup kitchen. I was one of the camp chairmen that send people to different, you know, like the fishing, go up to Kula, and have some go to the soup kitchen work. So I know quite a bit what happened at the time. So when the fish came, they bring them down and they divide that and give some to the other strikers.
The mayor coming.
That's why Freddy, dog, and all that stuff.
We had so much fish, and we used to give them to the other strikers, like Punene, Wailuku Sugar. But at one point, the Kula farmers, if we gave them vegetables, they're not going to give up because they never liked the other two, Wailuku Sugar and HNS workers, because they work 5 days a week. The people from Lahaina go 7 days a week, and they do good job. So they used to get a lot of things outside from what they give to the union.
The pineapple wasn't involved in this strike,
no,
too.
No, that was a different strike. Pineapple is different.
Did they have a strike?
They had strike, but never worked the way we work. I don't know about them.
You don't know, but was there a strike?
After I got married, yeah, had strike because I, what you call that, hold a sign and walk around, picket. I did that too after I got married, you know. But we didn't have soup kitchen or go fishing or like that. I think it didn't last too long, the strike. Yeah, not like them.
Was it hard during that time?
Yeah, no income, no paycheck, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What, did you guys win?
I guess so. We got higher wage, I think. That's why we striked, yeah.
When was this?
That was,
after I got married, 1946, so after that.
Yeah. Oh, so it was right after the sugar strike then? Oh.
I think so.
Yeah. So maybe the sugar strike had a good influence.
Maybe.
Do you remember the strike?
I'm not quite sure.
You know, me, I think Hawaii came, Hawaii is so beautiful. Everybody come Hawaii say, Hawaii is so beautiful because people like us, in the 46 strike, we got all the different nationalities together. Before that, you know, we never socialized there. We made Hawaii beautiful. It is true, if you think about it, yeah?
That's why they call it a melting pot.
Yeah.
It's because of the Democrat Party and the Union.
Yeah.
Together, they brought Hawaii to what it is today.
Yeah.
The Democrat Party, when the union wants something, they will give them. You know, they have to go to legislature and pass laws. But the union was so strong, and the Democrats was more of the working people anyway. So they would give. So the things had changed a lot from the Big Five time and when the union came in.
I hate this to come like the olden days, you know, when we have was controlled by the Republicans, you know, because I hate it to go back to the olden days where you associate with your only own kind, you know. So that's why I used to get a lot of fights before, you know, when
what
I was
kind
growing
of
up. Maybe I don't like you guys. Oh, this Howlis, oh, we lick the Howlis. Oh, we lick the Filipinos. Oh, lick the Japanese. When I was growing up, we did a lot of fighting before, because everybody, I don't know, they hate each other. They make people hate each other, like when we're Republicans, controlled by Republicans. And controlled by Democrats, how many, 40 years or more. So, you know, everybody is more together and more humble. Yeah, more. It's true, you know.
Huh? How do they make you hate each other?
Hate each other.
Well, how come? Well, how did they, what did they do?
In two jobs, too, like that, you know, when, you know, certain nationality, they get all a good job, this and that, and so you think, what the heck, I can do better. Why should he get the kind of job, you know? So when you go out drinking, you see the guy, oh, that's the guy, you know, you go, hey, you know, you guys can do any better than that. Girl, you know, you got a big fight. That's how we used to get before, yeah? Oh, you know.
Who got the good job?
Because it's controlled by, I'm a Democrat, but I vote for the man. I voted for Reagan, I voted for Bush. I'm not ashamed to tell you that, but I'm a Democrat. I thought they were good, but, you know, that's why, you know.
I was just wondering, who got the good jobs?
The good jobs? Well, I tell you, most of the mainland people come to Hawaii because they were white, and they get all a good job. They don't know about the job, but they're the boss, you know. But we cannot manhandle them, because we will lose our job, you know. But when after the war came, and when the strike came, and we all, you know, the strong Democrat, everything this and that, and then we had some right, because, you know, we are Democrats. We are Democrats, you know. We're not afraid to say we're Democrats, and because we're all together, you know. And when the strike time came, they beat up some of the workers because they went to do some irrigation job. And with the guy that beat them up went to jail. So the whole union went over there and stay outside the courthouse, so support the, you know, the people that got involved in that fight, stuff like that. So we were so strong that they start to respect the union, you know. That's the reason why we all got confidence, and we start to speak up. We're not afraid to speak, you know. Before, you cannot say anything, you know. They slap your head, you cannot say, oh, you know. Today, they slap your head, you get one slap too, you know. So
I was just wondering if it was all the Howleys that got the good jobs, or if there were other nationalities that got good jobs too.
Before, yeah, if you were a Howley, you know, you all get a good job because controlled by the Republican, they were Howleys, you know, they're all a big boss. So as time went by, a lot of intermarriage, Howleys met local and that, you know, so everything got, and Democrat too, came Democrat strong. That's how you had intermarriage, because you can't Democrat. Before that, no, they keep us separate. So, you know, it was different. Everybody was happy, regardless of what nationality. Before, when it was Republican control, no, they were all segregated.
So when you had fights, it was just, was it Japanese against Haole, or?
Nobody had against anything, but you know, everybody was just like every, like the local guys, you know, was always against the Haoles come from the mainland. They're your boss. They don't know nothing. How the heck the guy is the boss, you know? He don't know nothing, you know? So some of the Haoles, the mayor, local guys said, oh, you know that guy. He doesn't know what the hell is, you know, they get mad too. Because we're Democrats now and we, you know, and but they still bring the Haoles and they're the boss and, they, you know, because.
Well, didn't anybody go to jail from these fights?
Huh?
Anybody go to jail?
Jail?
One day, 2 days jail. That's all.
What is it?
1 or 2 days jail. Because they bail them out.
Yeah. So, you know, things have changed, and now it's so beautiful paradise, you know. But I hope it doesn't change, because it's Republicans are trying to, I hope they don't change the lifestyle again, you know, go back to the old days, because I hate it. I don't want to go back to all this. I want it, even if Republican or Democrat controlled by the island, you know, it should be everybody, you know, get together, humble, and be nice to each other. But I see the change already. Even some of the local guys, I told the mayor, I said, you know, Arakawa, I said, you know, that if that guy was a man, good thing she's a woman, I'll punch him in the mouth, because you know why? I know them, they're strong Republican. That's a true fact. It's changing, you know, even the local people are, they change parties and, you know, they become very involved and very strong in that party. They think they, because it's coming to like control by the Republicans, the island again. Well, I'm glad this year the Democrat, what they call control thing. I don't know, I hate to go back to the olden days.
It seems like it, you know. If things go the way it's going, it might go back to where the people gotta fight like hell again to organize themselves again. That like there's no union. Today too many people working is too close to the management. They benefit more than the workers.
I was wondering if there's any, you all have grandchildren? You all have grandchildren? Is there something or, you know, that you would like the young generation to know about the plantation days? If there's one thing that
they understand more. Right now they don't, you know.
Well, what don't they understand?
Like the new Philippines, they come over here, they get them made. We fought for all the houses that the parents get. You know, they bought them cheap and everything. They move over here. This is paradise for them, you know. They can do whatever they like, and they turn against us. They all go Republican, you know. And they don't know what happened before our days. So this kind of thing be good for them. They understand, oh, this is what happened. And they be more neutral. Right now is they are just one. I'm a Republican. I'm a Filipino. I'm a Republican.
I just wonder, if there's one thing you can tell the new generation, what would it be? About plantation days.
Plantation? I can tell them that when I start working in the 50s, I make $2,000 a year. Now you make $2,000 a month. So you get everything in your silver platter, the ones now. So they don't know how hard the working people, the parents, went through. So they cannot see. You have to talk to them individually and try to convince them. Otherwise, it's not going through their head. Because, you know, young people, they think they know everything.
Did you when you were young?
No, I went fishing all the time. I wasn't too much concerned about anything. I went fishing a lot. Yeah. Like they said, they never had girlfriends until they come in their 20s. I was one of them. I went fishing more than anything else.
You know, I go talk story with a young guy down by, you know, when in Nagasaki they have lunch over there, the younger guys, you know. I go over there, I say, hello. They don't even look at you. Because we're the older people, you know, they don't respect older people today like how we respect older people. This young generation are funny. And when you go and buy, I mean, the soda pop like that, hey, you got to go drink soda. You go over there, you got to buy your own. They don't buy, like, us. If we go drink soda, oh, we treat, you know. The lifestyle is so different. I don't understand this young generation today. They're funny. Yeah, they're all smart aleck. You tell them something, if they don't like, they all walk away, you know. I talk about somebody, you know, this is what, you know, you guys, you know, this man is a very important man, so he wants to come and say something to all. Hey, they don't want to listen, they walk away. They know it all. You can't tell them nothing, these young guys. That's why they don't know nothing.
Well, what would you tell them?
No, about certain things. This is very confidential stuff, yeah. Okay. You know.
What would you want young people to know about the plantation days?
I like sleep.
What? What? So you like what?
No, that's okay.
Okay. Is there anything you would tell them about the plantations? What do you want young people to know about it, that time period?
Oh, I can't think. Maybe you.
Maybe I can tell you something.
Okay.
You know, even how good you are working for the company, and if the boss doesn't like you, you're good for nothing. And I see that with my own eyes, because I'm a person that do my job the way it's supposed to be done. But if the boss can see me screw up, he'll give me a warning paper. But this boss, the same person, sees somebody sleeping on his working hour, come down and talk to the other workers, say he's up there sleeping, but nothing happened. So you can see the difference. It depends who you like, and whether they're good or not, doesn't matter.
Life was hard, but they had very happy times too.
Anything else that you can think of? You have any other questions? One last thought? Any last thoughts? Where we say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Oh, I know what. When you were in the pineapple fields, did you guys sing songs?
No, I never used to sing.
Never sang in the working?
No. I didn't know about music.
You didn't know about music?
But after I got married in several years, we joined the karaoke. We started singing. Yeah.
The singer is right here.
We do a lot of volunteer work, me and I, and all. Yeah. He play harmonica, he does too, and I play ukulele or guitar, whatever, you know.
Really?
Yeah, and we have a group. She's a hula dancer too.
Oh, okay.
So we keep ourselves very busy. I'm busier now than when I was, working.
What you call working?
Busy, oh, yeah.
Boat there.
You're gonna
cruise ship coming.
We entertain over there, hotel, some at the wedding, at the funeral. Name it, and we play every place.
Do you sing?
He's
an
amazing singer.
Can you sing something for us?
No.
Just a little bit.
Fred,
just a little bit. Just
no
something.
No more guitar, so you have time to sing.
No music. No,
just one little line.
Chotto mate kudasai. Please excuse me while I cry. Seems sayonara means goodbye. And no one ever told me why. Sakura was in the spring when our hearts formed song to sing. But sakura has gone away, and so has our love, so they say. Chotto mate kudasai. Please excuse me while I cry. Without your love, I would die. Please never leave me kudasai. It's all.
That was lovely. Absolutely. Well, we'll have to hear you with your whole, you know, band.
You get three hula dances right here.
Yeah.
And a harmonica player.
We'll have to come back and have a show. You play harmonica too?
Oh. We try play.
Oh, talented
Did
people.
Did you bring it with you?
No.
Oh, darn. Okay, any last thoughts at all? Any last words? Thank you so much.
So this is going to come out on the tape?
On a CD?
We should come back again.
Well, we might come back in March. Maybe you'll remember something else.
Uh-huh. Are you from the Maine?
No. Yeah, from Oregon.
Oregon? Uh-huh. Oh, must be cold up there.
Right now.
Started to come cold.
I'm very spoiled right now. So, would you tell me a little bit what it was like? What it was like at school? Sounds go here. Something just started blowing. When you were at school and they used to like hit you and stuff?
Oh yeah, when I was going grade school, you know, first, second, third grade, by the time I came fourth grade, I was pretty good size, so the teacher can, you know, cannot handle us. But we used to get, if somebody nothing in the class, the teacher would stand by the door, the entrance of the classroom, get a yardstick that 3 feet long, and the pointed side, he would hit us on the head as we walk out going home. So every day I go home with a big lump on the head, and and when I go home, I cannot say anything to my mom and dad because they say, because you were naughty, that's why you got licking. It's not like not like nowadays, the kids today, you know, the parents protect them and thing, but our days, our parents always, you know, back up the teachers. So sometimes I hate to go to school because I don't get licking. And we speak pidgin in class, and we still
hold on a sec. Wait for that bus to go by. Okay, can you start from we speak?
And we speak pidgin in class. We used to get scolding, and sometimes we get spanking for speaking pidgin. So it was difficult because we speak nothing. That's how we learned, you know, when we were growing up, speak pidgin. Yeah? At home, my parents would speak Japanese to us, and we play in the village, you know, in a camp, we play together. We speak pidgin, and because the other kids, you know, talk, you know, Hawaiian or Filipino or whatever, our language get mixed up, and we talk pidgin. So we go to school, it's very difficult for us when we started going to school, you know. So that's why, you know, we still get licking all the time, and we hate it to go to school when we're younger. But as we get older, where the teacher cannot spank us because, you know, we're pretty good size and we can protect ourselves. And one time it happened that this teacher would just hit you just for nothing, you know. So here these two, you know, we had to clean room after school, eh? And these two guys was cleaning the room, and one was sweeping, one was mopping the room. So the teacher came, this guy saw the teacher come in, so he was sweeping, so he sweeped fast and he moved on the side. But this guy was mopping, didn't know the teacher was coming in. So he was mopping, the teacher came and spanked him, you know, hit him for nothing. He get the mop, he hit the teacher right in the stomach, the teacher fell to the floor, and these two guys were so scared, they took off, and they thought they killed the teacher, and they never go to school for 3 days. Then the police came, and they investigated, and they were sure that they were going to reform school, you know. But they found out that the two the students were right, and they let them go. And this kind of life we grew up, you know. So children today are lucky that, you know, they're so easy. The parents, with all these rules and laws they get, protect all the kids, you know, they're so spoiled. Not like our days, we have a lot of discipline.
Well, yeah. I was just wondering, all the kids spoke pidgin, right?
Yes. Well, we all speak pidgin because, you know, we're all local kids. And, you know, when I first met the mainland people, we call Haoles, they talk, you know, like, hey, you know, I get hard time understand them because, they, you know, they talk, you know, they're good English and, you know, stuff. You know, what they're talking like, you know, so vice versa, you know, that what, you know, what we're talking, you know, they don't understand us either, you know. So it was kind of funny when I grew up in the, when my friend, my only friend was with me and he, you know, he asked me one day, say, George, what kind of language is that? I said, what do you mean? We're talking English. He says, no, you folks talk different kind of, you know, language. You, I don't understand you folks. We're talking pidgin, that's why. Yeah, it's funny. Anyway.
That is, that's really good. Do young kids talk pidgin now?
The kids, they speak little pidgin, not that much like our days, you know. They speak pretty good English nowadays. My grandchildren does anyway, you know, because I don't talk pidgin to them either, you know, because we run, going into the motel business, I meet a lot of mainland people and meeting, you know, a lot of important people. I used to own the richest man in LA, Charles C. Offer, and I learned a lot from him about a lot of things, you know, trust, wills and stuff, and how to invest and stuff. That's the reason I made my home over there. I paid it cash. I hate to brag, but you know, I learned a lot from these mainland people. And
you should brag. You did very well.
And the people say, you know, from being the poorest guy in Lahaina, and now I doing well. And that's the reason why when I go out with my friends, I know how hard it is for them to be living in. You know, she came out from the sugar camp, and now they have their own home. They have children, grandchildren. So when we play, we go someplace and play music or something. Let's go eat something. They don't want to go, but I said, come on, I have a little bit in my pocket, so come share with me. And then they come because, you know, I went through that kind of life because when I used to go to work, I never even had had money to buy a soda pop even. The first ice cream I ever ate when I was 12 years old, the first time I ate ice cream. And I ate one orange and one bottle of soda for New Year's, Japanese people celebrate. Christmas, nothing. We go, you know, we Buddhists, we don't celebrate Christmas. Yeah? So, you know.
Thank you. I wanted to get that.
Yeah, that's an extra, yeah?
Yeah.
A lot of things, you know, you forget, yeah?
But you remember it. Yeah.
Yeah,
it just kind of comes to you.
Ambience.
Okay,
so we got everything cleaned up.
We need to empty the trash.
No, May, leave him. Let him out here. He's going to be all right. Left here on the weekend. In the Monday morning, Wade will come early.
Okay.
And if you crumble, next time take him out from you.
Okay, I'll call.
Right now, Robin. Hopefully.